of Rabbi Lazar regarding the Kedusha of the Nazir surpassing the sanctity of the Kohen Gadol in the context of somebody who doesn't have anybody to bury them, the Beis Mitzvah, which is just an amazing position. But again, he thinks that the idea of, you know, Karban, the fact that the Nazir Shenitma, you know, has the Korbanos, and in particular the Korban Hashem, is like really really significant, and ultimately is reflective of a deep desecration of Kedusha that goes even beyond the Kohen Gadol. The majority counter in the Mishnah, as we saw, that, you know, the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol and Kedusha as Kohen in general is Kedusha as Olam, right? It's congenital invested sanctity. So obviously that's going to surpass and transcend the volitional sanctity of the Nazir. So we spoke about, you know, for Rabbi Lazar, what, you know, maybe one would be motivated to say is along the lines of the Ramban, that Naziros is meant to be a longitudinal experience, right? If there's a Chatas associated with the Nazir, we know what it is. It's the cessation of that practice. So to begin, just three lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, right, where the Gemara starts, Bishlama Kohen Gadol V'Nazir Ha'Savar Kohen Gadol Adif Ha'Savar Nazir Adif. What would you say about Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha Kohen Gadol from the Bayis Sheni period, Bayis Rishon period, up until the days of Yoshiyahu, top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, versus a Kohen Gadol that served after that, what we call a Merubah Begadim? Certainly they are invested with the Begadim L'chavod L'sifaris, which we've been discussing, you know, in the Parshios, but at the same time, clearly, the absence of the Shemna Mishcha is consequential. So the Gemara says about that, top line, Mashuach v'Shemna Mishcha Adif, Tilu Mashuach v'Shemna Mishcha, Mevi Parabal, Kala Mitzvah, Sevila Meruba, Begadim, Ein Mevi. That we know that the Kohen HaMashiach, only when he's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, if he makes a certain kind of mistake, a davar shachayav nol zdono kares v'shigas ochatas, there's a special korban which is affiliated with the Kohen Gadol, like we have a special korban affiliated with the Nasi, with the Melech, and possibly, you know, the head of the Sanhedrin, like we have a special korban associated with the Sanhedrin, the Parhelim davar shal tzibor. It's part of that rubric. So that only applies to the Kohen Mashuach, not to the Merubah Begadim. So what about a Mashuach Sha'avar Merubah Begadim? Right? Merubah Begadim, again, being the Kohen Gadol after the period of Yoshiyahu, Mashuach Sha'avar, meaning he was the Kohen Gadol, but then he sustained some kind of a reversal. And we'll talk about different kinds of reversal, but he can't currently do the Avodah. So we say, Merubah Begadim Adif, Merubah Begadim Avid, Avodah Avidu Mashuach Sha'avar Lav Bar Avodah, who he's not able to do the Avodah. So now we're going to drill down a little bit. Avar machmas kirio, avar machmas mumo, avar machmas kirio adif, ilu haichazi lavoda lemachar, ilu avar machmas mumo luchazi laavoda. So if a Kohen Gadol can no longer serve because of a mum, right, and that can't necessarily be reversed, right? If it's an issue of balkari, right, so that's what we call tumas erev. And he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to wait for Tzeisa Kochavim, but then he can be restored to his position. But we have the following question involving an institution called the Kohen Mashuach Milchama. It's a really fascinating figure, very prominent in Sefer Dvarim, in Parsha Shoftim, V'diber HaKohen, the Kohen who's anointed for purposes of leading the Jewish people into battle, who speaks to them, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krevim Ayom LaMilchama LaVeichem, Al Yirach L'Avchem, who in many ways is an extension of the Kohen Gadol outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? He's Mashuach. He actually gets the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh that we read about in Rishon yesterday, which is itself a very remarkable, you know, phenomenon, remarkable halacha. He can only marry a Besula. He's not Porea or Porei, right? He doesn't allow his hair to grow wild or tear his clothes. He's like an extra territorial Kohen Gadol. I like to call it the Kohen Gadol is defined by the Mikdash, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. That's the Mashuach Melchama. And then there's a Skan. The Skan is appointed as a substitute Kohen Gadol in the event that something happens, you know, on Yom Kippur. And that's an amazingly important position also, because V'chiper Bado V'ad Beso, Uva'anko kahal Yisrael. So what is what? So the Gemara says something which I think is, nothing short of elegant. So the Gemara says the following: Ibayelu Mashuach Mecham Buskan Habinayu Adiv Mashuach Mecham Adiv Techazi Lemechama Odom Buskan Adiv Techazi Lavoda Tashma Detanya Ein Bin Mashuach Mecham Luskan Elashim Hayu Mehalchin Maderach Umatzim Beis Mitzvah Yitama Mashuach Mecham. Let the Mashuach Mecham become tamei before the skan, while you tell me a skan. V'atanya, but don't we say Mashuach Melchama kodem l'skan, that if you can triage and only save one of them, the Mashuach Melchama is before the skan. So Amr Mar Zutra, le'inyin hachayoso Mashuach Melchama adif, ma'itayma detalu be'rabim, le'inyin tum maskan adif, t'tanya Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas omer, la'mitikna v'skan l'koin gadol, shim irabab psul, harei nichnas v'misham mech'taftav. So this is a remarkable Gemara. It says that it depends on what area of halacha you're talking about. If you're talking about an issue of saving somebody's life, the Mashuach Melchama, because of his affiliation with this state of emergency, the national state of war, so he has to have priority. But if you're talking about things that directly impact the Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash, the Skan ranks higher because he stands as the next in line in terms of the Avodah Siyom HaKippurim. The Avodah Siyom HaKippurim looms so large that even though this individual is really behind the Mashuach Melchama in terms of, objectively, how important they are to the Tzibur, but in the realm of the Mikdash, Yom Kippur really defines the Mikdash. It's a fascinating idea. Okay. So now we get back to the fundamental issues of how do we even know that this is true. So ad kan lepligi lebechoy gadol v'nazir ki ka'azli b'hadi hadadi, they go together, v'chad chad agufei bar itmuye inon menohani mile. How do we know that each of them can become tamei under any circumstances? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says in Parashas Emor, alkom nafshos meis lo yavo mekasim medaber ibrechokim, right, people who aren't immediate relatives, kal v'chomer hu makoin hedyot shu metamei lekrovim, eno metamei lerechokim, when it comes to a kohen hedyot, right, they can become tamei for immediate relatives. In fact, they must, right? But they're not going to be allowed to become tamei for non-relatives, kohen gadol or distant relatives. So kohen gadol shenam tamei the krovim minu din shenam tamei the rechokim. So it can't be that, because that would be an obvious kavuchomer. That's not what the pasuk is coming to teach me, that the kohen gadol does not become tamei for rechokim. Ela bekrovim because of medaber. So it must rather be talking about krovim, about immediate family. Okay, ula aviv hudena mitame, when the pasuk says alkol nafshos meis lo yavo la aviv litima ulimo la aviv hudena mitame hamitame hu lemeis mitzvah. But when he can become tame, in fact, when he must become tame, when there's a situation of meis mitzvah, top line memchas amen aleph. So why does it say leimo? Right, that you just say la aviv, establish the point. La aviv hudena mitame mitame lemeis mitzvah. Why would imo be any different? So this is what we call the Gezeira Shava de Rebbe. So La Imo Gezeira Shava de Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer Gabi Nazir Bimosam. Okay, Lo Yitamalahem Bimosam. So Eno Metame. Abo Metame Hu Linigam. If they had a Negat Saras, Ulazivasam. If they became a Zav. Ve'enli Ela Bin Nazir Bekoin Gadol Minayin Amarta. Lo Yomar Imo Bekoin Gadol Shein Tam Domar Shere Kavachomer. Who I could have figured it out anyway. So I don't need that particular halach. I could have derived it from a kal v'chomer. I don't need the word from that. So if I could figure it out based on this kal v'chomer, so why does it say imo? Mufna lahakish v'ladunei menu gzera sheva. To establish this very Gzera Shava that we call the Gzera Shava Rebbe, Nemar Imo Ben Azir, Venemar Imo Bechoin Gadol, Imo Gzera Shava, Ma Imo Ha'amar Ben Azir, Bemosa Menom Tame, can't become exposed to death, Tumas Nefesh, Tumas Meis, Abba Matame Hulinigam Lizivasam, Af Imo Ha'amar Bechoin Gadol, Bemosam Enom Tame, Abba Matame Linigam, Ulazivasam, that the restriction against Tumah of the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir is really just Tumas Meis. We talked about in the Ramban Shir yesterday, when Martin was there, we were talking about this idea that for the Ramban, the Para Aduma, Parashas Para, is Laha'avir Ruach HaTumah, right? That there's a special Tumah that's associated with Meis. Now, of course, al pi halacha, that there's tumma associated with zav, it's a pretty significant tumma at that. There's a tumma that's associated with saras, pretty significant tumma at that. But the tumas meis stands out in halacha. That's where we have, right, unique protocols. Again, it's not necessarily more chamer and only in every area. You're only not allowed to go into the machane shechina. You can go into the machane leviya, unlike a zav or a mitzorah, where you have to go out of all of the machanos. So that's not where the chumra is expressed. But tumas meis, right, has a property of tumas ohel, right? It defines in its entire space. And in that way, it really does stand out. And for the Ramban, the Paraduma is uniquely a response to that form of a Ruach Tumma. Okay, good. So, Eshkachin Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minal Antanyan, Koyimei Haziro, Lashem al Nefesh, Meis Lo Yovo, Shomea Ani Afilu Nefesh Behema, Bimashma, I think maybe that it applies to animals as well. Kinyan Shinemar, Maki Nefesh Behema, Yishalmena, right? The Behema is called the Nefesh. Tamadomar, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. Nefesh Adam Akasiv Medaber, right? That we're only talking about Nefesh Meis, it's only a reference to Nefesh Adam. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yenu Tzarech, it's so obvious, you don't need a pasuk. Omer Lo Yavo, Benafsho Samitamos Bevia, where you have the concept of Tomas Oel, Hakasiv Medaber, Lo Aviv Imo, Eno Metame, Vo Metame Hu, L'meis mitzvah. Okay, so we don't need to exclude in any way animals. Animals don't carry, they have tumas nevela if you touch them, or masa, but they don't have, it's not like, you know, the death of a human being where it defines its space, a tumas oel. So it rather creates an internal distinction between meis mitzvah and everything else. So ad shelo yomar yeshli bedin. Okay, and so before you say that we necessarily have a kavachomer, mako in gadol shekdushas or kedushas olam, at time of the meis mitzvah, nazir shekdushas or kedushas olam, eno din shem at time of the meis mitzvah, be careful about that kavachomer. As we saw in the Mishnah, even Rabbi Lazar explicitly argued that, lo, even right to be choin gadol, shekane eno mevi karban al tumaso, tober benazir shem mevi karban al tumaso. You can't necessarily apply a kavachomer between the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir as a Chumra relative to the Kohen Gadol in terms of having to bring a Karban for his Tumas. So, Ho'mivei Karban al Tumaso, Lo Yitam al Meis Mitzvah. So maybe we'll say, yeah, maybe he can't even become Tamei for Meis Mitzvah. So, Tamei Lomer, Lo Aviv Ul Imo, Lo Yitam Avo Metamei al Meis Mitzvah. Or maybe the Gemara says, Eno Metamei Lo Aviv Ul Imo, Aval Yitamei L'Shar Mesim, but maybe he can dafka become Tamei for other Mesim. So Gemara says, oh, come on, Kalvachomer Makoin Hedyot Shem Tamei L'Krovim and Mitamei L'Shar Mesim Nazir Shem Mitamei L'Krovim Eino Din Shel Yitamei L'Shar Mesim. Gemara has a hard time with that, you know, taking that line of reasoning. No, seriously, it doesn't seem to make too much sense to us to say that somebody who is not allowed to become Tamei for immediate relatives is going to have a permission structure to become Tamei when it comes to people who have no natural connection to him. Meis mitzvah is different because it's an indignity that somebody should remain unburied. So how Talmud Omer la'aviv u'le'imo? La'aviv u'le'imo hu de'lo mitameh avo mitameh hu le'meis mitzvah. So ad shi omer yesh le'bedin, so before you resort to kavachomer, the Gemara says, can we derive it from general principles? Nemru kalos hachon gadol, nemru kalos benazir, ma'kalos hamurus bechoyin gadol, La'avi ben ha-metaveh ma'vetameh le'meis mitzvah, Kohen Gadol, the only time he can become Tameh is when he must become Tameh, an unburied individual. Av kalu samuros benazir, la'avi ben ha-metaveh ma'vetameh le'meis mitzvah. Or, issue with that is, kelech l'derech zo, nem reklalos b'chon hedyot, nem reklalos benazir, ma'klalos samuros b'chon hedyot, metameh la'aviv, av kalu samuros benazir, metameh la'aviv. Maybe we should compare him to the Kohen Hedyot. You could appreciate the Gemara struggling to find the appropriate paradigm. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why does that have to be enumerated and specified? What do you do with that word? Like we saw in Rebbe's Zereshava, that he's allowed to become Tameh in the context of Tumas Saras, Tumas Zav, it's really uniquely stigmatized as Tumas Meis. Ula achoso, why do we have that specified? V'chilitani tani v'achoso matam lomar. Haresha halach l'lishchot of pischo, somebody's on the way to do the massive mitzvah of Korban Pesach, or lamulas b'no, right, it's either bris milah to his son, right, the two mitzvahs I say, sheish b'am kares, v'shama shemes l'mes, right, and the person hears that he lost an immediate relative, yachol yitama, amarta lo yitama, the pasuk says, no, he's not allowed to become tameh. So yachol yitama the meis mitzvah, so maybe we'll apply this even to a meis mitzvah, tamo lo melachoso. So we come down. Bris milah
required a state of tahara?
That's a very, very good question. So we know the Korban Pesach would. Bris milah fundamentally shouldn't require a state of tahara. That's absolutely right. But there is time pressure.
There is what? Was
that? Time pressure.
Time.
Because you want to do the bris milah
on the 8th day.
You want to do it right then and there. Remember, this is the mitzvah of the father.
Right, so, okay, so you can't be
Tommy. No,
can't be, yeah.
The idea is pushing it off for anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is something that can only be accomplished ideally today.
And by the Father.
And by the Father, or the other unfortunate event maybe can be put off.
So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Pasuk says Nafshos, Elu Arbechokin, non-relatives or distant relatives. Mace in the Pasuk, Elu Akrofin. Lo aviv leimo, eino matame. Ama matame hu lemeis mitzvah. Lo achiv, sheim hayakohen gadol vehu nazir, combining both kedushos. Lo achiv eino matame matame lemeis mitzvah. La choso kiditani arisha hayaholich lishchod et piskol amos bino. So the Rabbi Kiva gzereshava the Rabbi minale. What does he do? Because he's using a choso to combine Kohen Gadol and Nazir, right? What about the Gzeir Shavah of Rabbi, that this only applies to Tomas Meis, not to Tzaras or Zav? So Amar Lecha, Kevon Dam Ramari, Maya Kohen Gadol and Nazir, Lo Achiv, and Amtam, Tam Ilu, Meis Mitzvah, Mali Kohen Gadol, Chudei, Mali Nazir, V'Kohen Gadol. Okay, so he says, it wouldn't make a difference whether he had one Kedusha or two Kedushos. The Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, V'Hu Nazir, Minale. So he says, I don't need a special pasuk for that. Kevin the Sharach Malachad Lav Gabi Meis Mitzvah Mali Chalav Mali Train Lav. And he says we're already maximally prohibited from doing this. The Nazir is maximally prohibited. It doesn't make it any better or worse that the Nazir happens to be a Kohen Gadol, or if you wish, the Kohen Gadol happens to be a Nazir. That's not obvious. Remember, because the Kedusha is a little bit different. As we saw in the Mishnah, Kedushas Olam versus Kedushas Sha'ah. Right, they might contribute different things. The Nazir has an additional element of chilul, because we know that it requires a Korban Hashem. So that seems to be a point of debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So this is almost the apotheosis of these extensive drashos. Kisharach manu meis mitzvah. That's only by Nazir v'kohen d'isur lavehu. Aval milo Pesach. Dekares lo yitame lemeis mitzvah. Low hanging fruit to say that a nazir, a kohen gadol, a nazir and kohen gadol, yeah, they can become tamei meis mitzvah to bury a person, but to push off your korban pesach, a mitzvah sase sheish bo kares, to delay the bris milah.
Obviously, you know, in a large enough nation, somebody's dying every day. So there's always somebody on the 14th who's passing away. So anyway, innocent.
But right. So this means, you know, you don't have any direct connection other than the fact that, you know, Hayam Halif Maderach. So sort of a mitzvah that's come your way, which is a very important
right,
idea.
Okay. So it appears upon you, it's not
right.
Okay.
So Kamash Mala. So no, but that's an amazing havamin in its own right. The ha. To tell the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir that they can become Tameh, that's one thing. But to tell somebody not to, you know, perform their Korban Pesach or to delay their Bris Milah, that's something else entirely. That requires a special Pasuk. So, just to review the critical points that we saw, point number one that I wanted to emphasize is this contest between the Mashuach Milchama, who has this massive national role, of the Tali Beirabim for purposes of Milchama, And therefore, in a triage situation, we're going to save him first, but we'd rather him become Tameh than the Skan, because, you know, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim defines everything. And the backup Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, we have to keep this person Tahor, right, you know, at all costs. That's an amazing kind of an idea, number one. Number two, the distinction, Rabbi's Gzeres Shava, the distinction between Tumas Meis and other forms of Tumah, which in some senses are more Chamor, whether it's Tumah Zav, whether it's Tumas Nega Tzaras, which require greater expulsion from the Machana, Machana Levia, Machana Yisrael, right? But Tumas Meis, right, that's the idea of Tumas Ohel, that it has a special stigma. We talked about the Ramban, Lahavir Ruach Tumah, the Parah Aduma, Zos Chukas HaTorah. That's why the karmen has to be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as he writes. And we talked about the idea of, you know, Akol Nafsho Smeis Lo Yavo, Tumas Bia, that it defines, it's explosive, ubiquitous Tuma that defines the entire space. So that's going to be a little bit different. And then on the back end that we saw, that wait a second, oh, okay, a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, to what extent do we look at that as conjunctive? To what extent do we look at that as not particularly additive? But what's so fascinating is the Havamin of the Gemara is, oh, for a Nazir Kohen Gadol to become Tameh, that's only a lav. But an Aseh, normally a lav is much worse than an Aseh. But an Aseh, Sheish Bokare, so the Gemara says, oh, we weren't so sure about that point. That's an amazing idea, that you need a special Pasuk, Zeres HaKasuk, to tell me I can push off my Korban Pesach if necessary, I can delay the Bris Milah if necessary for Meis Mitzvah. That's a powerful kind of an idea. Okay, so we'll hold it up here, and God willing, we shall pick it up there tomorrow morning. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, first day of spring.
Your schedule.